A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take time for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Yom Gizul of Cherry Hill. Shabbos Nun Ches, Shabbos 58A, pagination, page 115. We're going to start from about 20 lines down. You'll see in the beginning of a line, Devei Reish Gelusa, and then a two dots. You want to be on the facing page, I think. One back, 115. Good. About 20 lines down, Devei Reish Gelusa, and then a two dots. Our topic, which seems to be so offbeat from practicality in our generation, but we'll see, has great ramification, is the case of a slave of a Jew. The case is that a non-Jew was mol v'taval, did mila if he was a male, went to mikvah, and accepted mitzvahs upon himself. He is now Jewish, but slave status. He has to keep Shabbos. In addition to that, you have a specific, very specific mitzvah that you're not allowed to get him to do work for you on Shabbos, just similar, same pasuk, that you can't ask your children to do work for you on Shabbos. A whole interesting discussion, because if a child, you try to intimate like you'd like the light on, and you're talking to the five-year-old, and they turned it off, and now you want them to turn it on, you're not allowed to ask the child to do that for you. In any case, the application which the Gemara presents is that they used to wear some sort of sign, either on their clothing or on their person, that they are a slave of a certain person. Now, sometimes they made it for themselves, a little bit like a club. I belong to the blue team. And sometimes it was very, very specific. It was done by the master so that if he wants to walk outside, he's got to walk out with this thing so that there's no fear that he escapes. If they would catch him without wearing the sign, so then it looks like he was trying to declare himself a free man. And it would be a serious violation, and the owner might dock him from outings in the future or whatever. The Gemara is going to develop a few provisions here. What's the problem? So what we're going to see, and this is going to have ramifications in halacha, is that the wearing of the thing itself is not the problem. That's clear. The Gemara talks about the fear that he's going to take it off. The Gemara talks about the fear that it's going to break, and if it's something valuable, he might carry it home. The Gemara does not talk about the fact that he is wearing it on his person, and we need to find out why, because that's apparently not called carrying. But if it's on his clothing, we're concerned that he's going to take the clothing off and put it on his shoulder. If it's made out of metal, then we're worried that if it does break off, he's going to pick it up and carry it. If it's made out of clay, however, we have no fear that he's going to carry it because it's worthless. And finally, if it's self-made, the slave himself made the thing, we're worried that he's going to take it off because there's no fear of taking it off. But if it was done by the master, then there's a rule in place. You're not allowed to take it off. So if there's a rule in place, we're not worried he's going to take it off. But it's self-made. He'll just take it off, put it in his pocket at convenience because he wants to go into this store and they wouldn't let slaves into that store because you have no money. He wants to window shop. No one's letting you in. You have no money to buy. So he would flip it off, flip it on. But if it's made by the owner, he wouldn't do that. Let's see the Gemara. Gufa, we learned. Amar Shmuel. Shmuel said, Yotze ha'eved b'chosim shebet savaro, the slave can walk out with the seal that's on his neck, hanging, avalo b'chosim shebet ksusa, but not with the one that's on his garment. As we said, the one that's on his garment, we're worried he's going to take off the whole garment and carry it. He'll say he was hot. And like this, no one could see that he has the slave insignia on him. Tanya nami hachi, we learned similarly. Yotze ha'adam b'chosem shabbat savaro, you could walk out with the one that's on your neck, avalo b'chosem shabbat ksusa, but not with the one that's on your garment. V'ramin, who I'll ask you a question. There's another braisa that seems to reverse the ruling. Lo yetze ha'eved b'chosim shebetzavaro. A slave can not go out with the seal that's on his neck. V'lo b'chosim shebeksusa, not with the one that's on his clothing. So the one that's on his clothing, we got a matching ruling. Either way, if it's on your clothing, you can't go out with it. We're worried you're just going to fold up the clothing, put on your shoulder, and walk. But if it's on the neck, he has no excuse why he's taking it off. There's no explanation. And one ruling was you could do it, and one ruling was that you can't do it. And we're going to need to resolve these two rulings in the classic fashion of saying either they're two different opinions or they're two different cases. And somehow it was like obvious to each of the authors what their case was and why it was permitted or prohibited. Drop down about 10 lines, and you'll see in the beginning of a line, V'kan b'shel mateches. Do you see it? No? Start at the beginning of a line. There's the word l'nafshei. And then there's the word underneath it, v'kan b'shel mateches. Yeah? Good. That's what we're here for. I'm getting better at giving directions. V'kan b'shel mateches. This case is talking that it's metal. Remember, on the neck, one ruling yes, one ruling no. Kan b'shel mateches. One says metal. One case is metal. V'kan b'shel tit. And one case was made out of clay. And we're going with the reasoning of Rav Nachman in the name of Rabba Bar Avua. Dover ha-makbid olav rabo, something that his master would want back, en yotzim bo, you can't go out with it on Shabbos. Because for whatever reason, I guess it was like a weak link or whatever it was, but these things were susceptible to break. And if it breaks, you better bring it back. A metal thing. He wants back. So on Shabbos, if this thing would break while you're in public domain, going for your Shabbos stroll, it breaks, he's going to carry it back. Dovo she'ein makbid olav, something that the master will not care, he'll just form another one out of clay and put it on, yotzimbo, that you can go out with. So the resolution here, as far as slave insignias is, on the neck, it depends, metal or clay. Is it something that if it fell you would carry back, or something that if it fell you would not carry back? Okay, let's get practical. Reb Moshe Feinstein uses this as a possible proof that a person should be able to use a wristwatch on Shabbos. Until now, we only understood that you're allowed to go outside on Shabbos with clothing or with an ornament. Says Reb Moshe, this thing that's hanging from the slave is not clothing, and it's not an ornament.
Identification.
It's something that is part of the way he always goes out. And that somehow becomes part of his clothing, so to speak, even though it's not clothing him. Says Reb Moshe, maybe it should be, a watch should be, the same type of status. I always wear it. I never take it off. It's part of my person, so to speak. Rav Scheinberg argues and says, this thing that's hanging from his neck, it's part of his person because he can't go out without it. If he's not willing to wear it, the master says, no insignia,
no go,
no outing. A watch, you'll forgive me, you're in the habit of wearing your watch, but if you can't wear your watch because it's Shabbos, so you can't wear your watch on Shabbos. And the mainstream approach generally, if you'll ask around, is that people only wear a watch that is a tachshit, that is an ornament. The question people ask is, would you wear that watch even if it was broken? So a gold watch, if it was broken, you might still wear it to a chasana because, you know, it makes me feel dressed up. So then it's an ornament. But if you have a simple watch, so then if Scheinberg says, you don't really have a proof from here because you could go out without it. It's not an intrinsic part of your outing, an intrinsic part of your person. And therefore, again, it's a nice proof from this Gemara. It's something to think about, but it's certainly not definitive. Another thought, and this is where medical profession comes in. Person has a bracelet to identify what type of health care they would need if something went wrong. Are you allowed to wear it on Shabbos or not? Suddenly over here, this bracelet is an intrinsic part of my outing. Not because right now I need it, because otherwise I couldn't go out because the owner wouldn't let me, but because there's no way I would go out onto the street with foreigners, with people who don't know my medical condition, without this bracelet. Because the risk, if on one time I trip, I fall, there's a serious thing they need to know about. So that would be a much smoother proof, and again, of all places to prove this medical question, the slave is going out. Because he couldn't go out unless he had it on, it becomes a part of his normal garb. Now, just to end on a pleasant note, guy's wife has a baby Friday afternoon. So she's in the hospital for 2 days. So he's walking around with the bracelet that will allow him to visit his wife, to hold the baby. With today's security, if you don't have a matching bracelet, you don't stand a chance. So, is he allowed to walk around with that bracelet? It's a real problem. If he were to take off that bracelet, they're not so anxious to replace it. You would have to really prove that you're the father. It's much easier to allow that bracelet. Why? Because that bracelet is a tachshit. I don't know if every medical bracelet of an inpatient, outpatient, in between is a tachshit. But this is an ornament. Because he's walking around trying to let everybody notice that they should give him mazel tov. And that's a tachshit. He's walking around with it. He wants it to be a tachshit. Anyway, what you see from here, amazing, how from the most offbeat Gemara, the case of a slave, you need to start extrapolating. What about other cases where a person is wearing something? It's not intrinsically an ornament. It's not intrinsically clothing. But it might perhaps, as our question with the medical bracelet, or even to consider the watch case, even if we don't fully accept that proof, since it is my normal way of dressing and there's no way I would go out without dressing like that, if perhaps that could also be allowed and not considered carrying.
Well, Rabbi, you're saying it's an ornament, but wouldn't be...